Let's talk a little bit more in detail about what the semiotic systems on this slide have in common and how they differ. First of all semiotic systems have the ability to express meaning. You consider language, for instance, a sentence such as "I called my mother" versus "my mother called me" have two different meanings because in English, changes in word order result in changes in meaning. Gestures also have meaning. If I'm in an art gallery and I point at a picture and say, "Look at that," the verbal expression that has meaning, as well as the motion of moving my finger towards the painting. The other semiotic systems on this slide are also capable of expressing meaning. How you dress conveys meaning. Art conveys meaning. Music conveys meaning. Animal communication is considered by most to be a separate system of communication. For instance, a dog looking down and putting its tail down is a sign of submission. However, if the dog wags its tail excitedly and looks at you, that can mean that the dog is happy. Some have argued that, particularly with higher order primates, that chimpanzees, for instance, are capable of communication in the sense that human language is. In other words, that when a chimp signs, he or she uses a system that is very similar to language. But others have argued that animal communication lacks one feature of human communication that is essential, namely the notion of what's called creativity. In other words, in any language, a speaker can create an infinite number of novel utterances from a finite set of linguistic rules. Now, I'll talk more about rules later in this presentation, but the point here is that for many people, it has not been demonstrated that when chimpanzees sign, that they're capable of this notion of creativity to the extent that human beings are. Also, if you consider the sophistication of the human vocal tract, in other words, what we do with the tongue and various parts of the mouth to produce sounds, there's no other species that is capable of doing this to the extent that humans can. So, while animals can communicate, the most prevalent view is that they do not possess communication at the level that humans do. Okay, let's move on to the next slide.